from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid-team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right, let's get after it on this Monday. It's
hey,
the morning
Rob.
Shift. Triple in for Tiffany. Gentlemen.
Hey, Rob.
We have all hoped to be unburdened by what has been, but the Braves are burdened by what is now.
Well, good morning and happy Monday to you.
Or what to come.
My goodness.
I'm not sure, what kind of word salad that was, but you know what? It is what it is, which I hate too. I'm not worried about the Max Fried stuff as much as I am the Aussie one.
Well, the Aussie one's going to be 8 weeks, and then after that, how long does it take him to get his swing back and all the things? This might be a season ender.
I don't think he's been very good anyway this year.
R.I.P. to the 2024 season. It's over. Braves are done.
No.
If they somehow limp into the playoffs, it'll be short-lived. How many guys in the lineup yesterday batting under 230, like 4 or 5? But I know those are bench guys getting a start. You have to try to get them at bats. I understand that. But you don't really have a whole lot to look at. In the corner outfield, shortstop's an issue. And I guess now, maybe a starting pitcher might be needed. It's over.
I think you need bats more now than ever. Look, you're pitching. I know that Max has got this nerve thing, but the fact of the matter is, for me, is it is one of those things where it just seems like it just got inflamed, and they're just like, hey, you know what? Rest a few days. Boom. He didn't get a break like everyone else did for the All-Star game.
He pitched in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
He said he felt it before the All-Star game.
Then why pitch, Max?
He went in there and threw 10 pitches and thought that it would go away, and it did not. And so, he kind of feels it warming up, I guess, for his, bullpen session or whatever else he had going on.
Sometimes pitchers, every once in a while you have a little ache and pain. You're like, and most of the time it's just, you just pitch your way through it and it goes away.
That's kind of exactly what he said.
Yeah.
It's kind of exactly, he's like, look, you're going to have things that hurt throughout the course of a season.
Yep.
So it sounds to me like a little bit of tingling, a little bit of numbness in the pinky, ring finger kind of area, things like that. I mean, I'm worried just for the simple fact that we don't need anything else to harm this team going forward, right? I mean, I think if you say you're not worried, then you are the most optimistic, probably the most blinded baseball fan that I can think of, because there's not a lot, honestly, to be optimistic about at this point.
The window's closing. Is it time to fire Snit? Alex Anthopoulos, an overrated GM.
All right, stop.
Good Lord.
Save that for the afternoon.
Has he mortgaged the future? Has he raped the minor league system? Do we have no assets to go out and get anybody? Is Liberty Media not going to spend any money? It's over.
All right. Let me reset.
Hold on.
I'm a Rays fan now.
A Rays fan. So you're not going to make the playoffs there either.
That's the last place you want to go if those are your concerns. That and the Marlins, that's the last place you want to go.
First off, Max said, look, it's not a major muscle functioning nerve. He said, it's going to let it calm down, and I'll hopefully be back soon. The thing about the Anthopoulos, let's just go through all of the crazy scenarios that you just thrown out that we're going to see.
That's what I've been reading, man.
Don't come at me about selling. Being sellers, because here's
got to blow it up, man.
But here's the
Braves need to trade Trey Young.
Yes, rebuild. Here's the idiocracy in the Braves would need to be sellers thing. Then ask the person that sells that to you, or I says that to you. Okay, then who are they selling? And ask them, who are they going to sell? Because
Get Matt Olson out of here. Austin Riley too.
Long-term deal. Long-term. Right? So you're going to give guys on team-friendly deals away? You're just going to give them away? You sell players that are either coming up on free agency or there's such an inflated contract and they're not performing day in day out to that level that you can't have them in your lineup every day or in the future of your club. Who on this team fits that narrative?
Let me give you guys the good news and the bad news about these two injuries, right? Let's all hit the reset button and take a deep breath. Here's the good news. The good news is that if these injuries had happened 11 days from now or whatever it is, 9 days from now, I think it's, what is it, July 30th, then you don't have any time to react, right? The whole trade deadline thing that's coming up in a little over a week, you don't have any time to make any moves. Like if this had happened a week and a half from now, there's nothing else you can do. The bad news about that is, when you get two injuries at the same time, compounded on the top of the fact that you had other holes to fill, I think if you're Alex Anthopoulos, you have to start asking yourself, at what point is this season not worth giving away any prospects to make this team better? Because I think that's a realistic question going on in the front office. If you've got four holes to fill,
well,
you might have to ask yourself if we even have that many problems.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Prospects to be able to ship away, because I don't know if they do.
You actually have to ask yourself who is realistically a piece that he'll use. And I think if you have watched the history, which apparently many people in this city haven't, including some that write and talk for a living, if you read anything or seen anything that he's done in the past, how often does he realistically give up a guy with a future with this organization. A lot of the times, the deals he makes are for guys on expiring contracts that won't, and he gives up a guy that is out of options or something along those terms, or never really was going to have a shot because the position at third base or first base has got a long-term answer at it. And then you have the other times where he has, you know, what did we give up for Ronaldo Lopez? I remember Jesse, not Ronaldo Lopez, but Raisel Iglesias 2 years ago.
Well, also peanuts.
Jesse Chavez was one of them. And guess where Jesse Chavez was to end that season? Atlanta. So that's the thing. But, the let's be sellers. But, Mike, you got a good point. What are you going to give up? A.J. Smith-Shawver and Schwellenbach and Hurston Waltrip.
There's some guy that.
They're not going anywhere.
Some pitcher yesterday, I think, struck out like a Double A team record. I don't know. I don't know who's
in the minor
league.
Yeah, his
name
was Nacho Hackenberg.
Alvarez. We get to see Nacho Alvarez. That'll be interesting to see.
Drew Hackenberg.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Threw 7 and struck out 16 in Mississippi.
Yep.
But that's what you have to ask yourself. You're going to see Nacho Alvarez probably for the next 10 days. And look, because I imagine he'll be brought up before he's getting brought up. Most likely, he'll fill in at second base.
He's getting brought up. Why is it only 10 days? That's my question.
Well, because I didn't finish. You're going to see him for the next 10 days as a freaking tryout for what you want to do moving forward. Do you need a second baseman / shortstop immediately? Or can you handle him and Arcia, can handle those two positions, and you have like a short or somebody that is going to fill in time to time when he needs a day off? Or do you need to go get a guy on an expiring contract there along with a corner outfield piece?
You notice that Grant Short, what's his name? Is it Grant Short?
Zach Short.
Looks just like Garrett Chapman.
Yes.
He looks like our Garrett Chapman. Mm-hmm. Both of them look like they're like 14 years old.
Kind of does have a Chap vibe. Yeah, he definitely does.
And a light stick, too. I'll be honest, on this team.
Of all the holes, though, and of all the injuries, I would say that I think going out and getting a middle infielder is probably the least likely, in my opinion, because you do have Nacho Alvarez, who has absolutely lit up the minor leagues to this point.
You just got to worry about the second base part.
Well, I agree.
If he's a shortstop going to second base,
I think it's
that big of a deal.
I think it's secondary. But here's what my other reaction is. I think that this is I agree with you, this being a tryout. I think this is more of a tryout of who's going to play shortstop in the near future for the Atlanta Braves as opposed to second base.
I think we know that answer.
I think that when you look at Nacho Alvarez and his offensive prowess, if he can do it and play second base and he handles it well, then I think when you look at shortstop of the future and you think of Ozzie Albee still on the team-friendly contract, by the way, ding, then that becomes a lot easier to kind of stomach, right? So, to me, you look at Nacho, and I think you let it fly for 2 months, man. And I don't see – I get it, man. Oh, man, there might be a hole. You need a corner outfielder worse than you do that. You need probably a starting pitcher worse than you do that. Mm. To me, he is as simple as saying, let's just let it happen. I mean, you're not. I don't think you're going to find anybody who has as good of offensive prowess right now, considering he's been in AAA lighting it up. And I get it. There's going to be certain guys flying around that are middle infielders, but why not let that one fly?
You know, and y'all can put this starting pitcher crap to bed because you're not going to go out there and get anyone of substance that is going to come in. You're not going to get the equivalent to a Chris Sale or a Max Fried out there. Not to mention, Max Fried will probably be back with plenty of time. And you're bringing back Ian Anderson any day now, I would imagine. And you're also going to have A.J. Smith-Shawver healthy. They're not looking at that as a problem. You actually need corner outfield. You've got to start thinking about the fact that your bats are – Eddie Rosario has been nice. How long will it last?
It won't.
So you have to understand that is extremely important. Not to mention, in the playoffs, you're only going to run guys 5 to 6 innings at the most. So make sure that bullpen.
You get there.
Well, you're right now. Again, before everyone hits the fire alarm button, we are still in 10 or 11 games over 500 and in a good spot and a wild card. In fact, the top team in the wild card.
You just lost 2 of 3 to the second place team in the wild card.
Yeah. So. Okay. It's still July 22nd. Stop panicking about everything. My God, we have Chicken Littles in this city.
At what point can you not be a little bit panicky about the Braves? Is it when they lose out of the freaking playoffs
again?
It's over, blow it up.
I mean, my God. Are we allowed to be nervous about the Braves at all?
Being nervous and saying we should sell or that we're not even going to make it to the playoffs is one thing.
Okay,
they're
but
two different things.
Who cares if they make it to the freaking playoffs? Who cares?
The goal is to get in and try to win.
They made it last year as the greatest Braves team, regular season Braves team in history.
Okay.
And guess where that got you? That got you one playoff victory.
Are you better than the Phillies right now?
No.
Are you better than the Dodgers right now?
No, you're okay. Not even close to any of them. That's my point.
Then you're the guy.
Can we panic a little bit?
Then you're the guy that should say,
I don't think anybody panicking. You don't have to call them Chicken Littles.
Well, you just said that either you're if you don't make it to playoffs, does nothing. That's the whole freaking goal, is to make the playoffs and give yourself a chance. That's what you did in 21.
Your goal is to make the World Series. When half of Major League Baseball makes the playoffs.
Well, guess what? Guess what? You can't do one without the other.
Guess what? The Hawks make the playoffs all the time.
Well, then it's pointless. Then it's pointless. You should blow it up.
Okay.
Then blow it up.
All right.
Because you're not. Then you're not damn well. You're good enough to win anything according to you. You can't beat the Dodgers.
Not right now.
You can't beat the Phillies.
You're not without Ronnie. You
can't beat the Yankees.
Without Max Fried, you're not good
enough. So what's the point? Sell it. There you go. Mike Johnson, July 22nd.
I'm not a Chicken Little for not thinking they're not going to win the World Series. I'll tell you that much. Hold I think up. I'm allowed Done. To be a little bit Finish. Cautious.
Finish.
You're Chicken Little like the rest of these people.
Just want to be unburdened by what has been. All right, going to come back. We're going to delve into this more and get on the front page as well. So, what was it, South Sudan or North Sudan?
Does it
Good
matter?
Good Lord.
Does it matter?
Where the hell did that come from? That was outstanding.
I don't know the answer to your question.
Move the Braves to Sudan. Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 The Game. Pull it up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.